Brewers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. It is a delayed start to today's game, but we will have it here at Victory Field. The Columbus Clippers taking on the Indianapolis Indians. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. For Columbus, it'll be Will Benson leading off. He'll be in left field, followed by Tyler Freeman at shortstop. Then Will Brennan in center. Batting fourth is Bobby Bradley. He'll be the designated hitter today for the Columbus Clippers. David Fry bats fifth and plays third base. Nolan Jones is in right field. He will be the sixth hitter. And then it's Mitch Tolman at second base, batting seventh. Mike Rivera is the catcher. He's in the eighth spot. And Trenton Brooks at first base will bat ninth for the Clippers today. Tanner Tully will be out on the mound. For Indianapolis, leading off in center field, Kaden Smith in Jigba will be the top hitter in the batting order. Jared Oliva bats second. He's in left. Jiwon Bae at shortstop will bat third. Mason Martin is the cleanup man at first base. Carter Binns bats fifth. He'll be the catcher for Indy today. Bly Madras in right is in the sixth spot. Hoyt Park plays second, bats seventh. Taylor Davis, the designated hitter, is in the eighth spot in the lineup. And Josh Bissonnette will be at the bottom of the order, and he will play third base. Miguel Yajure will be on the hill for Indianapolis today. Yajure is making his third start of the year. He has been injured for much of the season and start of the year in Pittsburgh with the Pirates. He made five bullpen appearances for the Buccos and had an 11.32 ERA so far this year in two starts for Indianapolis. No wins, no losses, and a 6.75 earned run average. Well, we will step away here momentarily. When we come back after this, we will have the first pitch for the Columbus Clippers and Indianapolis Indians' second game at Victory Field. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Well, here at Victory Field, 73 degrees will be our game time temperature. Cloudy skies, but from the looks of things, the wet stuff is out of here for the remainder of the afternoon. We had, obviously, a lengthy rain delay. Expected to start at 1:35. Looks like it's going to be close to a 45-minute rain delay by the time we get this one started, as Indianapolis has taken the field. The winds today are coming out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. So yesterday it was blowing across the field from the left field foul pole to right. Today, it is in the opposite direction, and so that should give right-handers a bit of a boost. And you can certainly use a boost if you're a hitter at Victory Field. It is a long, long way to the outfield wall, unless you put it right down the corners where it's 320. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday, June 17th against the St. Paul Saints. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Well, lots of folks coming back from injuries here for the Indianapolis Indians today. The injury report presented by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Miguel Yajure is one of them, making his first start since May the 14th. So trying to get himself back to action. Pittsburgh also announced a couple of rehab assignments being transferred to Indianapolis. Nick Mears is one of them, and another is Heath Hembree. So they'll both probably get into the ballgame today at some point. We'll see how long Yajure can go. Now, when he started those two games for Indianapolis, the first time he went just two innings, getting stretched out. He had been in a bullpen role for Pittsburgh prior to being optioned down. And then against the Charlotte Knights on May the 14th, he got only two outs in the ballgame, two runs on one hit. He walked four batters. Obviously, there was something amiss with him, and so he went on the injured list. He's going through his final warm-up activities. All whites for Indianapolis today. Red cap with the black rim. Red numbers and letters. And for the Clippers, it's the road grays. Navy numbers, letters, and caps. As the Clippers trying to even this series at one game apiece. Will Benson will lead things off for Columbus. Since taking over the leadoff spot, he has been quite good for the Columbus Clippers. Yesterday, Reich is a hit batsman and came around to score one of the early runs for the Clippers. Benson also had a hit late in the contest. First pitch swing, and he torches one down the right field line. That's a base hit. Benson around first, heading for second. The throw is in, but on the very first pitch of the ball game, Will Benson has himself a double, and the Clippers have a base runner in scoring position right out of the blocks. First pitch at 2:22, 47-minute rain delay. We are underway here from the Circle City. So the leadoff man in scoring position, we'll see what Tyler Freeman could do. The Clippers gave up 5 runs in the first inning yesterday. And despite scoring throughout the course of the evening, they were not able to overcome that early deficit, falling by a 9-6 final score. Freeman, the right-handed batter, takes a pitch high for ball one. .222 batting average, for Freeman, a .228 batting average. And so the huge lead at second base as a breaking ball comes in for a called strike. 32nd game for the top position player prospect in the Guardians organization. Freeman has 3 homers, 5 doubles. He has driven in 22. And an RBI streak snapped yesterday at 3 games. Yohure delivers with the runner in motion. The breaking ball is high and the throw is nowhere near in time. Will Benson stole that one on the pitcher. He started a secondary lead. Yohure didn't throw, so Benson put on the brakes. Now they're going to send him back? Oh, that's bad. What kind of, are they calling umpire interference? I don't know what happened there. Umpire interference or no, there is no way they were throwing out Will Benson there at second base. Scoreboard says 2 balls and 1 strike. The umpire is not correcting it. I have no idea what happened there. Yohure delivers, and the ball is hit down the right field line. This is foul and out of play. The umpire didn't look like he interfered with the catcher. Benz was able to get a throw off. He just didn't have any chance to get Will Benson. The pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground to the shortstop. Benson's going to have to retreat and head back to second base. The throw is time. Boy, that is tough because on that ground ball, the run would have scored. Bad confluence of events for the Columbus Clippers. We'll see if we can get a word on why Benson was denied third base. So he is still at second with one down for Will Brennan. Lefty batter. Benson again. Huge lead and now a step off by Yohure. And the home plate umpire indicating 2 with both hands. I don't know if that was the second time he stepped off during the sequence here. Brennan hasn't seen a pitch. Here comes the first one. It's high and away for ball one. Well, Brennan, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position to start his AAA career, but since then has hit .313 with 9 runs batted in 11 games. Now time is called, and that certainly is the second disengagement. I'm not sure what the home plate umpire was indicating there before the first pitch. After the step-off, he had 2 fingers up on each hand. It certainly wasn't a 2-2 count. Now, that mound, because it's a mound visit, that does not count as a disengagement. But it does count as a mound visit. A lot to keep track of in 2022 in terms of these rules. A light rain has started to fall here again as Yohure misses badly, high and away, two balls and nothing. Will Benson is obviously distracting him. Wind picking up, blowing out toward the left field corner. Some of the Indy Indians and Clippers are heading back toward the dugouts from the bullpens. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, nowhere close. Fastball at 91 miles per hour, high and away. So Yohure is scuffling mightily here with his command. His pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. 3-1 now. Will Brennan, .222 batting average in 11 games. Four extra base hits, all doubles. Still no Triple-A taters. Here's the next offering. He swings and fouls it away. 3-2. It rained pretty hard here for about 20 minutes. Dumped the tarp. There were big puddles in the outfield, but this one drains very, very well. Yohure's next pitch is in on the ground through the left side of the infield for a base knock, but Will Benson, the runner, did not read it as getting through with the play in front of him. He held position, so he'll get to third, but no farther. Two hits, and the Clippers have runners on the corners, and here's Bobby Bradley. Well, Bradley, when you look at the numbers in total, since coming back to AAA, they're not very good, but boy, last night was a huge step in the right direction. Three hits, also had a walk. One of those three hits was a mammoth home run to right center field. Very Bobby Bradley. He continues to dominate here at Victory Field. Not a hitter's park. We've gone over that ad nauseum. But it's a Bobby Bradley ballpark. Runner from first takes off. The pitch is high and away. There's no throw. So Brennan has himself a stolen base. And the Clippers have runners at second and third. I like that play there a lot because Bobby Bradley is not fleet of foot. He is definitely a double play candidate. So now if he puts a ball on the ground anywhere except for at third base where Josh Bissonnette is playing even with the bag, the Clippers will score a run. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Yohure. Bradley, in his career at Victory Field, 3.43 batting average in 18 games with six homers. And he takes a pitch almost to the backstop for a 2-1 count. Bradley's OPS in Indianapolis is 11.16. He waits. Yohure from the belt. Checks the runner at third. Now kicks and deals and a curveball. He couldn't command it. It was high for a 3-1 count. The fastball has been hit or miss. The curveball has not been an effective fit pitch for him so far. Now it's 3-1. Went back to the fastball, and it's hit high and deep to right center field. Oh, the wind's going to knock it down, though, and make it playable. The catch will be made by Madris. Both base runners tag, and both move up. Bobby Bradley, with a sacrifice fly, puts the Clippers on the board. On a calm day, it's out of here. Yesterday, it's on West Street. But today, with the wind picking up and blowing across the field from right to left, it knocked it down and serves as just a warning track sacrifice fly. But the Clippers lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Two down for David Fry. Madris and Kanan Smith and Jigba were shoulder to shoulder when the right fielder made the catch. Fry. Boy, what a series he had against the Toledo Mudhens. Swings at the first pitch, breaks his bat, and grounds it to third. Bissonnette's got it. His throw to first pulls the first baseman Martin off the bag, but he rocks back and gets his heel on the pillow before Fry can get there for out number three. Clippers get a run on two hits. They leave a man, and they lead it after a half. It is a 1-0 Columbus advantage.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Here come the Indianapolis Indians. Home half of the first inning. Clippers lead by a 1-0 score. Tanner Tully takes the hill. He's an Indiana native, born in Elkhart, Indiana, makes his home in Bristol. Browns crew actually heading up the first baseline and taking the wrap off the tarp. Rain continues to fall here. It's pretty light right now. Clippers bullpen has emptied except for James Karinchak, who was actually making dry tosses on the Clippers bullpen mound. Pitched in the game yesterday. Tanner Tully goes to work and a ground ball past the mound out to the shortstop. Picked up by Freeman. He'll throw to first. And on one pitch, Kanan Smith-Njigba is retired 6-3. Tully has faced Indianapolis only once. It was here at Victory Field. He pitched 4 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. In his home state. All told for the Clippers this year, Tully is 4-0 with a 4.29 earned run average. His last start was not a good one. Gave up 6 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings. But after he left the ball game, the Clippers came from behind to beat Toledo 10-6. His 1-0 pitch, a fastball to Jared Oliva, is fouled away 1-1. Well, the radar seemed to show that the Clippers and Indians would get this game in unfettered once it started. But that cell appears to have grown on the backside as Tully fires a fastball. That is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Next pitch. That's low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jared Oliva, the batter. 207 batting average, 3 homers, 12 batted in. Tully into the motion, his 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball low and inside, full count. Prior to that last start against Toledo, Tully had had only one other clunker this year. It was his second start against Syracuse, another game that the Clippers run with a big run total. Another ground ball left side. This time it's the third baseman, Fry. The ball took a funky hop, but he stays with it. Throws out Oliva 5-3. Back on April the 15th, that was the first day the pitch clock was enforced. Syracuse got him for 6 runs on 7 hits over 4 innings. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 6, but he got a no decision that day. The Clippers had a 6-run lead that disappeared. They faced a 6-run deficit. First pitch swinging. Bay lines it into center field. Boy, they're jumping early on Tanner Tully, and this one turns into a base hit. Jiwon Bay is aboard with 2 down and brings up Mason Martin. Clippers overcame a six-run deficit in that game against Syracuse to win 15-12 as part of a six-game sweep. So both times this year when Tanner Tully did not have his stuff, the offense picked him up. Today the offense has given him a 1-0 lead. Generally, Tully has been good for the Clippers. After that start against Syracuse, he got his brief stint in the majors with the Cleveland Guardians, where he pitched in one game, two innings of relief. And when he came back, well, he put together a stretch of very good starts. Never went less than 5 2/3 innings. Never gave up more than three runs. Three earned runs, I guess I should say. In one of those starts, there were two runs earned and four total against St. Paul. Bay will run if you don't watch him. Pitch to him is the pitch to the next man, rather. Mason Martin is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Bay has 11 steals. He's been caught, though, six times. So his success rate is not very good. As the rain continues to fall, the track gets slower. 0-1 from Tully. That's in the dirt. Gets between the legs of Rivera, but he knows where it is. So he'll pick it up. Bay stays at first. Second baseman Mitch Tolman playing in the right field grass, even with Tyler Freeman still to the left of the second base bag. Martin has been one of the top run producers in the International League this year. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the 1-1. Runner goes. It's a late jump, a swing and a miss, and the throw sails into center field. Bay will take third on the E2. Mike Rivera seemed to have trouble getting the handle on the pitch. And then when he finally did, he made a bad throw. So 12th stolen base for Bay, and he goes to third on the E2. But Tully is ahead in the count here. 1-2 against Martin. Now Martin, as I said, has been a producer. 40 runs batted in. 1-2 pitch, nubbed foul on the third base side. Martin with 100 total bases. Second in the league with 29 extra base hits, but he strikes out a ton. 75 strikeouts, second most in the IL. Let's see if Tully can dispatch him here. The 1-2, yep, caught looking at a fastball over the plate for strike three. That'll strand a runner at third base. We have played an inning at a soggy victory field. The Clippers lead 1-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you receive this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top two, here's Nolan Jones for the Columbus Clippers. Jones in his second game back from the injured list. Yesterday was 0-5 at the plate. trying to get himself on track, trying to get that timing down. Not really something you can do until you're in live game action. Miguel Yajure did not have good stuff in the first inning, but was able to escape with just one run allowed. It's got to feel like that was a win. Nolan Jones is on the injured list this year with a strained back, not the leg injury that put an early end to his 2021 season. Swings at the first pitch and skies it foul out of play down the left side, 0-1. Jones has a very different batting stance this year than we saw a year ago. Holds the hands out in front of his chest. Next pitch is a called strike over the outer half, 0-2. It was an uneven 2021 offensively. It started poorly for Nolan before he finally kind of got his legs underneath of him. But by the end of the year, he really seemed to be finding himself. He had an 11-game on-base streak to end the season, or end his season, I guess. Here he takes just out of the zone, and it's 2-2. He had hits in 10 of those 11 games, and over that stretch, he hit .372. Great raw power. Yajure into the motion, fires the 2-2, and again, it is low. Full count. Carter Binns tried to slowly frame that one up into the zone to get the call from the home plate umpire. That is Ben Sontag today, calling the balls and strikes. Yajure's payoff pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball 4. Nolan Jones takes his base. That's something he did with great frequency. Even when things weren't going well at the plate, Nolan Jones would still draw walks. He's got a very good eye. And so now he is aboard. And Jones can steal a base, too. He's pretty efficient in that regard last year. Stands at first with Mitch Tolman at home plate. Tolman, .308 batting average in 49 games for the Clippers so far. He's banged out 13 doubles, got a couple of triples and 6 home runs, 24 batted in. Jones has a huge lead at first. Here comes a breaking ball and a dandy. That's the best breaking pitch Yajure has thrown today. And it gets him ahead in the count, 0-1. Three defenders on the right side. The third baseman, Josh Bissonnette, about even between second and third. Next pitch, breaking ball again, and once more a called strike. This one hit the outside corner. And it puts Tolman in an 0-2 hole. Tolman was drawing walks at a furious pace through April and about the first half of May, but that's cooled off considerably recently. He's still at 27 base on balls. His on-base percentage at .415. Takes a high fastball. The throw goes to first. Behind Jones, he is back with a head-first dive. 1-2 count. For most of the season, Tolman had more walks than strikeouts, but the strikeouts now exceed the base on balls 37-27. Rain still falling, but very lightly now. Yajure peeks to first. Here comes the pitch. 2-2, broken back ground ball to the mound. The only play is to first. Yajure's throw is a very awkward one, a changeup over to Mason Martin, but he sticks with it to make the catch for the 1-3 put away. Nolan Jones moves into scoring position. He's at second base for Mike Rivera. Yajure acquired from the New York Yankees as part of the return package in the Jameson Taillon deal. Offseason between 2020 and 2021. The pitch. Fastball way up the ladder. One ball, no strikes. Ronzi Contreras, Kanan Smith Njigba, Michael Escota all came Pittsburgh way along with Yohure in exchange for righty Jameson Taillon. Boy, Taillon was very, very good here in Indianapolis. 1-0 pitch. Curveball, how did that one not get to the backstop? Carter Benz came leaping out of his crouch to pull in the breaking ball. The rain has picked up a tick here again. Two balls and nothing. Yohure, when he is missed today, has missed pretty badly. Nolan Jones leads away from second base. It's a modest lead right now. The fastball is hit on the ground out towards second. Hoy Park has it, throws to first, and that's in time. Nolan Jones moves up another 90 feet, but two away now. Nine-hitter Trenton Brooks. We'll dig into left-handed batter's box as we do have a rain falling now. Several of the patrons have quit their seats and headed for the cover of the concourse. First pitch to Brooks. He's swinging, chops it on the first base side. Slow roller. Yohure picks it up in the baseline and will put the tag on him for out number three. So a walk, 3 weak ground balls, and the Clippers are out in the second inning as the rain falls again here at Victory Field. And the umpires are checking with the grounds crew. We'll see when we come back if they've made any kind of decision. Clippers lead 1-0 after an inning and a half.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Victory Field, we have our answer. The tarp is being unfurled as we speak. So the grounds crew is going to, for the second time today, put the tarp over the infield, and we are going to have our second rain delay. Looks like the rain delay will begin officially at 2:47. And the cell that appeared like was through and out of here left, and then another one cropped up out of nowhere behind it heading into greater Indianapolis. And, well, I don't know that this is going to be a long-term rain delay, but certainly it's something the umpires didn't want to play through right now. So we'll send it back to music back in the studio. The Columbus Clippers scored a run in the first inning. They put one together. Will Benson started the ball game with a first pitch double and then was pushed to third, then came in on a Bobby Bradley sacrifice fly. So it's 1-0 Clippers heading to the bottom half of the second inning. That'll be our situation when we start things back up. Until we do, keep it tuned right here to Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI.
Finding your favorites is easy on Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI.
After I can catch up on my reading. After you go, I have a lot more time for sleeping. And when you're gone, looks like things are gonna be a lot easier. Life will be a breeze, you know. I really should be glad, but I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. After you go, I have a lot more room in my closet. After you go, I'll stay out all night long if I feel like it. And when you're gone, I can run through the house screaming, and no one will ever hear me. I really should be glad, but I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. I don't have to miss no TV shows. I can start my whole life over, change the numbers on my telephone, but the nights will sure be colder. And I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. Bluer than blue. Bluer than blue. Child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name. When no one else would come, Shiloh, you always came. A young girl with fire made me trust somebody else. Held my hand out, I let her take me. Blind as a child, all I saw was the way that she made me smile. She made me smile. Young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came, but you'd stay.
one else would come. Shiloh, you always came. Come today. Had a dream and it filled me with wonder. She had other plans. Got to go, said she know that I'd understand. I understand. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came. Come today.
A special thanks to Wingstop for listening to Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Strong words over a Supreme Court threat. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. After an armed man was arrested overnight outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home.
This kind of behavior is obviously behavior that we will not tolerate.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy. And we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable.
Law enforcement officials say the suspect arrested near Kavanaugh's home in Maryland had a gun and a knife, now identified in a criminal complaint as 26-year-old Nicholas Roski of California. He also had multiple other items, including zip ties, a hammer and crowbar, duct tape and pepper spray. The justices have had round-the-clock security at their homes after a leaked draft opinion on abortion that sparked protests. The White House says President Biden condemns this man's actions in the strongest possible terms. Garland's comments were made as he announced a new team of nine people, including an FBI official and former police chiefs, to investigate the law enforcement response to the school shooting in Texas. A fourth grade survivor of that shooting sharing her story with Congress at a hearing on gun violence.
After her teacher and classmates were shot, fourth grade student Mia Cedillo says she covered herself with friends' blood.
Just stay quiet, and then I got my teacher's phone and called 911.
Mia appeared in a video recording for the House Oversight Committee. Parents of victims of the Uvalde and Buffalo, New York mass shootings also testified. Top committee Republican James Comer warned against knee-jerk reactions.
We must carefully consider the security posture of vulnerable targets sought out by evil people.
House Democrats are expected to advance several gun restrictions this week. That package is not expected to move forward in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Folks, please be weather aware as we do the risk of some showers and thunderstorms coming our way. They'll be overspreading west central and then into central Ohio through the latter half of the afternoon and into tonight. Strong to severe thunderstorms a possibility. The main threat, damaging winds, maybe some hail, isolated tornado threat too, heavy rainfall coming in as well that could lead to isolated flooding. Today's high low 80s are dropping to the upper 50s tonight. For the WMNI Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The board of Twitter now says it will comply with Elon Musk's demands for internal data showing how many Twitter accounts are actually bots and not real people. And to expect a shareholder vote on his proposed $44 billion buyout in late July or early August. That's in hopes of ending Musk's threats to pull out of that deal. Crude prices moving sharply higher today. Right now at nearly $122 a barrel, up 60% this year, mostly because of Russia's war against Ukraine. That spike in oil has shares of ExxonMobil and Chevron, America's two biggest energy companies, at all-time highs. But elsewhere on Wall Street, it's a down day for stocks. Right now, the Dow and the NASDAQ both down about 1%. The S&P 500 down a little more than 1%. And with a baby boom in Norway, the furniture giant IKEA is helping parents there find unique names for their newborns. It's created a list of 800 names, all of them ones that IKEA has given to its furniture brands like Malm or Kivik. Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920.
Ground back to the floor that I love.
easy. Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI. Easy. Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi. and say here's to OHIO, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Construction on Riverside Drive northbound at 161. The right lane is closed. We do have some building traffic on 71 South between 665 and 62. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. Breaking a sweat over summer staffing needs? Indeed's powerful hiring platform helps you easily attract, interview, and hire candidates. All from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920.
Step you take, I'll be Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Well, fans, we are just about ready to get back to baseball here at Victory Field. The Clippers have taken up their spots defensively. Tanner Tully is going through a couple of final warm-up tosses, and we will get back to action. Carter Binns will be the batter. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the Indy batting order in the bottom of the second. And then Clippers on top, 1-0. We had a 47-minute rain delay to begin the game. And we are going to be, looks like, 43 minutes for the second delay, or thereabouts, which means we have had a total of 90 minutes of rain delay so far today. Now, the sun is trying to peek through the clouds. Actually, when the grounds crew was just finishing up rolling the tarp, the clouds parted and the sun shone down on the field, and the crowd here gave a rousing ovation. But the clouds again kind of coalesce. There are spots where the sun is shining down on the field and shadows as we see clouds still rolling through central Indiana. But hopefully, we are going to be unfettered the rest of the way. Of course, I said that a while ago, too, after the first rain delay. It looked like it was going to be smooth sailing, and it wasn't. So, Carter Binns digs into the right-handed batter's box, and Tanner Tully looks to begin his second inning of work. The left-hander has his sign, kicks and deals, and we're back to it with a strike over the outer half. And that is officially a 43-minute delay. Next pitch from Tully is low. One ball, one strike. Binns getting his first action in this series. 15th game in an Indianapolis uniform, a 191 batting average. Next pitch to him is high, two balls and a strike. Binns with a couple of home runs, eight batted in. He's walked five times against 18 strikeouts. Tully goes to work and misses low with a fastball. It's obviously been a longer delay for Tully than anybody else because the Clippers were busy batting in the top of the second inning before the rains came, and he was sitting. His pitch is fouled back out of play, 3-2. Now, there's a right-hander warming for Indianapolis in their bullpen, so it would appear that Miguel Yajure's day is over. It's Heath Hembree warming up down there. We told you earlier he was here on a rehab assignment and would, in all likelihood, pitch fairly early in this game. Well, he's going to get into the third inning. Here's a called third strike. Binns thought he had taken ball four. He was wrong. That's back-to-back, backward Ks for Tanner Tully. He caught Mason Martin looking with a runner at third base in the first inning. One down for Bly Madras. So Indianapolis, I don't know if they were planning on sending Yajure out for a third inning of work or not, but he was not very sharp in the first inning, and his command wasn't very good in the second inning either, even though he got plenty of soft contact. So it might turn out to be actually a good thing for them if he was not going to be effective to get him out of there. 0-1 pitch by Madras popped up on the infield, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop, Tyler Freeman, for out number two. Here comes Hoy Park. First pitch to him is a fastball in for a called strike. Next offering is on the inside corner, but must have been a hair low. 1-1 the count. Tully back to work, throws a breaking ball this time to Park that misses low. Two balls and a strike. So again, we've got home whites for Indianapolis, road grays for the Clippers, a very traditional look, which we don't see a whole lot of anymore in minor league baseball. Here comes the 2-1. It's a line drive. Oh, just out of the range of Tyler Freeman. He was playing behind the second base bag. Traditional shortstop makes that catch. But again, we don't see a whole lot of that tradition in the minor leagues any longer. So Hoy Park has the second hit for Indianapolis, a line drive single. That brings Taylor Davis to the plate, the man at first and two down in the bottom of the second inning. Right-handed batter Davis. 17 ball games. He brings a .227 batting average up there with him. Swings and misses at a first pitch fastball from Tanner Tully. 0-1. If you're listening to today's game, driving around in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Here comes the 0-1. And it is in there for a called strike. Quickly, 0-2. Fastball at 90 again from Tully. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Two down, a runner at first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball slowly hit towards second base. Mitch Tolman's got it. His throw to first is in plenty of time, and that'll do it for Indianapolis and the second inning. The Clippers lead 1-0 as we head to the third in the Circle City.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Vitamin Boosts that turn your H2O into H2O so you feel like...
I like to boost it, my vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, we like to boost it.
Because it's not just vitamins, it's Boost, the fizzing, amazing Vitamin Boost.
Find Boost, the Vitamin Boosts, at Walmart or Walmart.com and give yourself a boost with Boost. Boost
it! The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Heath Hembree does take over on the hill. So Yohure's day is over after two innings. Clippers leading 1-0. Top of the third inning here at Victory Field. Hembree trying to make his way back from off-season surgery. That was Nick Mears with the off-season surgery. Hembree is here on a rehab assignment due to a right calf strain. Put on the injured list May 24th. That was retro to the 21st, though. That was the day of the injury, placed by Pittsburgh on the IL. 17 games for the Buccos prior to the injury. Two wins, no losses, but an 8-10 ERA. The right-hander goes to work. And the first pitch to Will Benson is fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Hembree has pitched in 438 major league games across six different organizations. He has a .434 career big league earned run average. 0-1. Benson started to square, pulled back, and the pitch was wide. Hembree's only other appearance at Victory Field came as a member of the Boston Red Sox organization, pitching for Pawtucket back in 2015. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning and struck out a pair. He goes to work with the 1-1 pitch, and it's a breaking ball down and in to Benson. Two balls and one to the Clippers' leadoff man. Benson doubled on the first pitch of the ball game. Went to third on a Will Brennan single and scored when Bobby Bradley hit a deep sacrifice fly. The wind was blowing across the field from right to left and kind of knocked that ball down from Bradley. Otherwise, on a calm day, it's probably a three-run homer. 2-1 pitch, hit on the ground, foul over toward the field tarp, which has gotten far more use than anybody would like today. They put the tarp on the field about 1:10 this afternoon. We were scheduled for a 1:35 first pitch. We wound up with a 47-minute rain delay to start the ball game. Then after the Clippers made the final out in the top of the second, the tarp came back out. Here's the 2-2. And it is a fastball fouled away, 92-mile-per-hour heater. Benson stays alive. Benson, 9 home runs on the year, leads the Clippers with a dozen stolen bases. The pitch to him is a breaking ball off the inside corner, 3-2. So 2 innings for Miguel Yajure. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts. Henry's payoff pitch is a bouncer well in front of home plate for ball 4. So Benson is aboard for the second time today. Clippers leadoff man doing what a leadoff man is supposed to do, getting himself on base. Now, we still never did get a word as to why Benson was denied third base back in the first inning. He took off on a breaking ball, stole it easily, but was sent back to second base. The only thing I can imagine is time had been called somewhere, but the umpire didn't do a good job visually of indicating what the issue was. First pitch to Tyler Freeman is a breaking ball, low and outside for a 1-0 count. Game 2 of this 6-game series. The Clippers in second place in the AL West, 2 games behind Nashville. Indianapolis 5 games behind the Clippers. With their win yesterday, Indy goes back over the 500 mark. Here's a double play ball, hit out to second base. We go to the shortstop for 1, relay to first is in time. 4-6-3 twin kill, the bases are empty. Brings up Will Brennan with 2 down. Brennan singled his first time up, left-handed batter. He was dominating, and I mean dominating at the AA level at the time of his promotion. He's had some big hits in the Clippers uniform, 4 doubles and 11 runs batted in. But it's not yet really been an offensive force. OPS at a level that would be below his career mark, 6-11 so far. First pitch, a ball, and the next coming. He has a breaking ball. He checked his swing and did so in time for a 2-0 count. So Hembree has gotten soft contact when there's been contact at all, but he's also thrown a lot of pitches out of the strike zone. The next one is swung on and missed. That's a good breaking ball. Started in the zone and dipped out. Oswaldo Bidot is down there warming up for Indianapolis now as Hembree delivers. It's a swing and a foul ball back. Wednesday afternoon baseball. The Clippers have not been good on Wednesdays. Just 3-6 this year on hump day. That is easily their worst record on any day of the season. It's the only day that they have a losing record. The 2-2, check swing again on a fastball outside, full count. I don't know if day of the week matters all that much for players, but the Clippers in series openers are 7-3. Now, one of those came last week on a Monday. It's the only Monday game so far. Here's ball four. As Henry misses high and away, that's a two-out walk. He's walked two batters in this inning. So the Clippers are 6-3 on Tuesday, 3-6 on Wednesday. Thursdays are good, 5-2. Friday nights, the Clippers are 6-3. They're even 500 on Saturdays, 5 up and 5 down. And Sundays, the Clippers are 7-3. So there is something about hump day that has not agreed with Columbus. They lead 1-0 here with Bobby Bradley standing in. And now the wind has shifted. Runner in motion, and boy, is that one stolen on the pitcher. What a jump for Will Brennan. He stole that one standing up. There was absolutely nothing Carter Binns could do about it. And the pitch to Bradley is a called strike, so it's 0-1. He was halfway to second before the ball ever got home. Wind now blowing across the field from the left field foul pole to the right. So Bradley, if he drives one to the pole side, should get a little bit of help right now. Here's the pitch, and he swings and fouls it back to the screen. Quickly, 0-2. Bradley with his big swing yesterday now has 12 runs batted in 21 games in a Clippers uniform, 2 homers, 5 doubles. Looks like he is starting to heat up. Long pause as Hembree, not subject to the pitch clock, as a major league rehabber looks to second base, holds, now deals. Curveball, and that's a called third strike at the bottom of the kneecap, and Bradley is put away. The Clippers go scoreless in the top of the third, but they lead 1-0, bottom three. Count up after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Bottom of the third, Indianapolis will send 9-1 and 2 to the plate against Tanner Tully. Tully has given up a hit in each of the first two innings. Both times it was a single. Both times it came with two outs. And in each case, he was able to retire the next man to get out of the inning. Josh Bissonnette, the 9-hitter, will lead things off. Osvaldo Bidot continues to warm up down bullpen way. He'll come on in the fourth inning. So Heath Hembree goes a frame, walks two, no hits, no runs, got a double play ball. Bissonnette takes just up out of the zone for ball one. Tully quickly back into the motion. Gets a called strike over the outer half, and that evens things at one ball, one strike. Bissonnette batting .226 on the year, no homers, 8 runs batted in. Tully goes to work. and misses downstairs. 2-1. Breaking ball from the Clippers left-hander. There are no scores in the International League. This is the only game going. 2-1 pitch. That's check swing. Boy, it looked like a strike to begin with, but it's called outside, and the appeal is denied to make it a 3-1 count. Only other game going in AAA, Sugar Land at Oklahoma City, and the Skeeters lead them by a 2-1 score. It's a high fly, right side, foul territory, out of play. Trenton Brooks gave chase, but came up empty. IL scores brought to you by Huntington Bank Smart Savings Tools. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Tully deals the 3-2 pitch. That ball slapped foul down the right field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Next pitch on the ground to second. Tolman's got it. Easy pitch and catch over to first. One down. So Tully got into another deep count, but as he's done most of today, gets the out he needed. Back to the top of the order, Kanan Smith-Njigba swung at the very first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Grounded out to the shortstop. Takes this one on the inside corner, a fastball for strike one. Outfield straight away. Couple steps back. Smith-Njigba swings and misses at a fastball at 92. And it's an 0-2 count. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Tully. Rocks and fires the 0-2 and bounced that one in. Tried to get Smith-Njigba to chase. He wouldn't do it. Jared Oliva in the on-deck circle. Next pitch is off speed and high. Of course, Kanan Smith-Njigba, the brother of Jackson Smith-Njigba, the Ohio State wide receiver. Tanner Tully, matriculated at Ohio State. Smith-Njigba set all kind of records last year. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away once more, out of play down the left field line. Jackson Smith-Njigba caught 95 passes last year, over 1,600 yards, 9 touchdowns. Again, the 2-2. This one's hit on the ground out towards second base. Had him out on his front foot, and once again, Mitch Tolman grabs it and throws on to first for out number two. Tully once more had to work. He's now up to 41 pitches. A two down for Oliva. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. Jared Oliva grounded out to third base. His first time up. 204 batting average on the season. 3 homers. A dozen runs batted in. 1-0 Clippers. We're in the bottom half of the third. Columbus got their run in the first inning. Will Benson doubled and scored. Tully goes to work and hit the outside corner, but low. 1-1 count. Left-hander throws another one. There's a high fly ball hit pretty deep to right field. Nolan Jones drifting back, still back, and dropped the baseball. Goes off the end of his glove, and he fires into second base. That will likely be a two-base error. And as Jones was heading back to make the play, couple of kids leaning over the outfield wall. One of them dropped their glove. And sprinting over from the Clippers bullpen, James Karinchak picks it up off the warning track, flicks it back over the fence to the youngster. And they do put an error up on the board against Nolan Jones. That's a two-base error. Jones still learning the outfield, of course. Kept drifting back. Ideally, you race back, you get to the spot, you set your feet, and you make the catch. But that comes with experience, and Nolan has had the vast majority of his career on the dirt. Swing by Bain, he grounds it foul on the first base side. Second Clippers error of the ball game. The first was a throwing error on a stolen base. One ball, one strike to Bay. Tully trying to pick up his teammate. Fires. And that pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Bay was backing away. He's pretty close up on the plate. Now he's down to the count, 1-2. He's got that kind of step toward first and flick the bat head at the baseball approach. Base hit today, 1-for-1, couple of hits yesterday. Next offering is swung on and hit to second base. Tolman's got it. He'll get his third assist of the inning. He throws him out, and the error does not come back to haunt the Columbus Clippers. They lead 1-0 after three at Victory Field.
As we emerge from times unimagined, several things have become apparent. Stress is very high. Many have less savings for retirement. People are making emotional decisions based on current circumstances. And sadly enough, there will be many forced early retirements. To call things volatile would be an understatement. Now more than ever, you need to educate yourself on your retirement. Let John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services help. Catch John every Sunday at his new time, 9 a.m. on 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM WMNI for the Save Money Retirement Show. Don't miss John Heishman and the Save Money Retirement Show, providing you with the knowledge to navigate successful retirement planning. The Save Money Retirement Show, now every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Or go to WMNI.com under the Features column and listen to previous episodes. The Safe Money Retirement Show has moved to Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
David Fry will lead things off for the Clippers in the top half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Columbus over Indianapolis. Fry grounded at third base, his first time up. And he will face Oswaldo Bidoux. Bidoux on for the 13th time this year. He has made 9 starts, so he may well get the bulk of the time today. He's 1-3 with a 4.81 earned run average. For the Clippers, it's the middle third of the order. Fry has been just outstanding for the Clippers after a rough start to the season. The first 3 weeks did not go well. But since, he has been pretty well locked in. Bidoux goes to work, and the first pitch is a fastball at 94, high and away. That's the hottest radar gun reading we have seen. Right-hander delivers a breaking ball this time, and it's low. Bidot, 6'3", 205 pounds, out of Los Hidalgos in the Dominican Republic. Pittsburgh signed him back in 2017. In his second year at AAA, deals here another fastball, outside 3-0. Last appearance for Bidot was a five-inning start against Omaha, so he is pretty well stretched out. He hasn't gone deep into games, generally speaking. He misses inside here for ball four. The five innings, his longest outing in terms of innings pitched. It is his second most pitches thrown at 78. So I would expect that Bidot is on for the long haul here. I don't know if he'll have enough to get through the remaining innings. There are six to be pitched, and his start has not been a good one as he misses low to Nolan Jones. Five pitches for Bidot, none have found the zone. Jones walked in the second inning, wound up at third base, but stranded there. The pitch, and that is low, two balls and nothing. Jones, bright red batting gloves, bright red shoes. He's got a bright red sliding mitt sticking out of his back pocket as well in case he gets on base. Wants to be able to swap out that gear. Here comes the pitch. Not close. Breaking ball almost hit his back foot. 3-0. So Bidot has come out of the bullpen with seven straight pitches out of the zone. Middle infield and double play position. Sort of. Here's a fastball up and in for another four-pitch walk. That almost hit Nolan Jones. The catcher's going to head out and have a word, and the pitching coach is going to join him. Dan Meyer, the pitching coach. They don't list him with a number because Meyer has, to my knowledge, never worn jersey on the field. He's got a black Indianapolis Indians pullover on. And he's out there doing the talking between the battery. A quick tap on the chest to say, hey, go get him, kid. There are runners at first and second right now for the Columbus Clippers with Mitch Tolman coming to the plate. Sun has peeked through the clouds now and the playing surface bathed in sunlight. Bidot checks the runner at second, goes to work, and the pitch here is in for a called strike, a fastball at 93. Tolman appeared to be taking the whole way, which you can understand. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a fastball that misses inside 1-1. It certainly is up for debate. Now, conventional wisdom says, well, this guy is not throwing strikes. Take until he proves he can throw it in the strike zone. Well, there's another side to that coin. Here comes the 1-1. It's grounded up the middle. And will it be a double play? Yes. The shortstop, Jiwon Bae, actually fielded the baseball while having already gone past second base. He grabbed it, put the brakes on, stuttered back two steps, stepped on the base and threw to first, and still had time to get Mitch Tolman. That is a 6-3 double play, a runner at third and two down now for Mike Rivera. That is a just gigantic break for the Indianapolis Indians and Oswaldo Bidot. Mike Rivera swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. And that's, you know, okay, let's go back in time. A pitch. 0-1 to Rivera is a called strike. So I was talking about a guy that hasn't thrown a strike. You take until he does. Well, that first strike that he throws is probably going to be a get-me-over fastball that should be a ripe one to hit. The pitch that Tolman hit was a breaking ball because Bidot had thrown a strike, gotten ahead in the count, and then didn't have to come back to the fastball, and Tolman pounded it into the ground for a double play. Now, that's not to say he couldn't have done the same thing on a fastball, or that he couldn't hit the breaking ball for a home run. 1-2 pitch here is a called third strike on the outside half of the plate. And how about that? Back-to-back four-pitch walks, and five pitches later, Bedeau is out of the inning with no damage done. Clippers miss a golden opportunity here in the top of the fourth, but they lead 1-0 heading to the bottom half.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Clippers 1, Indianapolis 0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in the Circle City. Tanner Tully has allowed 2 hits, 1 man reached on an error, but nobody has come around to score. Mason Martin caught looking at strike 3 in the first inning will look to do damage for Indianapolis here in the fourth. Tully goes to work. And the first pitch is a breaking ball. Martin started his swing, tried to hold up, and couldn't do it at strike 1. Digs back in. Now the pitch. That's over but low. Tully has not walked a batter. He has struck out 2. Next pitch. Cue shot on the third base side. Tully comes to get it. And throws to first in time to cut down Martin. Tanner Tully has done a great job fielding his position this year. Racking up the assists. Here's Carter Benz now. That gives him 13 assists. Second in the International League among pitchers. First offering to Carter Benz is a called strike on a breaking ball. Benz started the second inning taking strike 3. Tully delivers off the outside corner, 1-1. Lefty peers in over the glove, goes to work. There's a pop-up on the infield. Trenton Brooks fighting the sun, straddling the foul line, now moves back into fair territory and makes the catch 2 away. Lengthy rain delay has not seemed to adversely affect Tanner Tully. The game was postponed 47 minutes before we took the field, and then a 43-minute delay, which was over 50 minutes for Tully because the Clippers were up to bat just before the delay in the top of the second inning. While the rain was slowing down, he went out onto the field to do a little bit of long tossing just to keep the arm hot. In the bottom of the second, it took him a bit to get going, but since then, he's rolled on pretty good. First pitch out of the zone to Bly Madris, and the next is hit on the ground to third base. 2 hops to Fry. He's got it. His throw to first is a dandy, and Tanner Tully has his first 1-2-3 inning. We've played 4 in Indianapolis, Clippers leading 1-0.
Expand your outdoor living space with landscape blocks from Menards. Get a free estimate instantly with our Design and Buy landscaping program. From patios, retaining walls, fire pits, and more, you can create the landscape of your dreams. Visit a store or Menards.com to get started on your next outdoor project today. 16-inch brick face, cobblestone, and lake stone concrete patio blocks are $2.99 each after 11% rebate. Good through June 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers coming up here in the fifth inning with a 1-0 lead. It's 9-1 and 2 in the batting order. Trenton Brooks tap back to the mound, his first time up. Osvaldo Bido started off in pretty rough fashion in the fourth inning, throwing his first eight pitches out of the zone for two walks. He got a double play and a strikeout, and that was that for the Clippers in the fourth inning. First pitch here is a 95-mile-per-hour fastball that is called a strike to Trenton Brooks. Here's the line of the pitch by the lanky right-hander, and Brooks pops it up left side of the infield. Bissonnette and Bay, both there. It's the third baseman Bissonnette to make the catch for out number one. All kind of sunshine now. And hopefully for the remainder of the day. Will Benson has been up twice and on twice, doubled and scored in the first, walked, and eliminated on a double play in the third inning. Trying to hold up his swing on a breaking ball here, couldn't do it. And it's 0-1. Bido has made a couple of really good-looking pitches here in the fifth. If that's how he's going to throw and the Clippers let him find a groove, well, that was a bad idea. This is low with a breaking ball here, 1-1. The pitch. Fastball outside. Bido has had some games where his command has eluded him. Twice he has walked four, and once back against Iowa, April 26th, he walked five batters in 3 2/3 innings. Delivers a curve for a called strike on a generous outside corner to make it 2-2. Now the pitch. Went back to that breaking ball, another check swing, but this time Benson held up full count. Last time out, I mentioned five innings. He walked only one, giving up three runs on four hits against Omaha. Now his payoff pitch. Went to the fastball and missed it high for ball four. Came in at 96 miles per hour. But as a general rule, you're going to have to throw a strike to get Will Benson out. That's his second walk drawn in the ball game, and for Benson, it's number 35 on the season. Ties him for fourth in the International League. Middle infield goes to double play position. The first pitch swinging is a ground ball to third. It is dropped by Bissonnette. He tried to pull it out of his glove and go to second for the lead out. But his feet were shuffling. It looked like he didn't quite have his footing, and he couldn't find the handle on the baseball either. That'll be an E5, and the Clippers now have him at first and second. Tyler Freeman reaches on the air. And now let's see if Columbus can take advantage. Walk E5, Will Brennan to the plate. He's been on base twice today, a single in the first inning. And he walked in the third inning, stole a bag in both trips to the plate. First pitch to him is a back foot breaking ball. He takes it for ball one. One nothing, Clippers on top. We're in the front half of inning number five. Bidot looks to second, turns and fires, and just missed low with a breaking ball. Didn't miss by much, but when you've battled the strike zone, you're probably not going to get calls on the close ones. So now Brennan way ahead 2-0, the offering. Another breaking ball, that one is in for a called strike. Brennan batting 239 as a Clipper. He waits. Bidot deals. Breaking ball again. This one's popped up. I mean way up on the infield. Waiting for it. Still waiting. And finally making the catch is Mason Martin. I wasn't sure that one was going to come back down. Infield fly rule was in effect. Here's Bobby Bradley. Bradley with a sacrifice fly in the first inning brought home what is, to this point, the only run of the ball game. Clippers up 1-0. He was then caught looking at a strike three call to the very bottom of the zone. He didn't much care for it. Up with Ducks on the Pond here. Benson at second base, Freeman at first. Triangle shift against the left-handed batter who takes outside a fastball at 95 for ball one. Bradley waits. The pitch is low, 2-0. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Bradley can sit on the pitch he wants here ahead 2-0. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Got the fastball out over the plate, but couldn't find it 2-1. Long look in from the right-hander. Here comes his pitch. Bradley again swung and missed at a fastball. 2-2 now, David Fry in the on-deck circle. One out, two on for the Clippers. Both bullpens quiet. Bidot, again, is going to be the bulk pitcher today for Indianapolis. His 2-2 pitch sails high and away, three balls and two strikes. Tanner Tully is through four innings, very, very effective. Runners have their leads. Bradley awaits the 3-2. Here it comes, and it's nowhere near. Ball four actually popped out of the catcher's mitt, but falls right to the feet of Carter Binns. That's four walks already for Bidot in an inning and two-thirds. Leaves it up to David Fry. Fry walked his first time up. Bases loaded for the Clippers here without the aid of a hit. They lead 1-0, and Fry has had, in his last three games, go-ahead RBIs. Now, he can't do that right here. Curveball is a dandy in for a called strike 0-1, but he can do a lot of damage to Indianapolis's chances today with one swing of the bat. Leads the Clippers with 10 homers, 35 runs batted in. Time called by the catcher just prior to the pitch. He's passed up Oscar Gonzalez in both of those categories. The Big O had nine homers, 33 batted in. Will Benson also has nine home runs for Columbus. But Fry, the first man to reach double digits. The pitch. Oh, he chased a bad breaking ball. Now he's down to the count 0-2. Bido trying to escape damage again. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Went back to the breaking ball in the dirt. Fry that time laid off. One ball, two strikes. Carter Binns did a nice job to smother just to make sure that the runners could take no liberties. Bido has thrown three wild pitches this year. The 1-2. Inside. Will Benson is doing everything in his power to distract Bido. He's breaking toward the plate. He's hopping back and forth. And time is called now. Oh, that's a step off. I thought that was going to be the catcher right there, Carter Binns. As soon as Bido stepped off the back of the rubber, called time and sprinted out to the mound. So that's a mound visit instead of a disengagement, because I think that would have been the third disengagement and therefore a balk, which would have given the Clippers a run. That's heads up by Carter Binns. Bido delivers and misses badly again with a breaking ball. And now it's three balls and two strikes. Clippers have had zero hard contact against Bido. He sets. And the pitch is outside for ball four. That'll force in a run. Bido has walked now five batters today, matching his season high. This coming in just an inning and two-thirds. An error makes this an unearned run for right now, and it brings Nolan Jones to the plate, and Indianapolis will scramble the bullpen. Matt Eckelman starts to get loose. Jones has already walked twice today. First pitch to him, he takes a fastball on the inside corner at 94 for strike one. Again, on a borderline pitch, it's probably not one you're going to take a chance on as a batter. Bido works. There's a ground ball right side, and it gets past the glove of Mason Martin and into right field. One run is in. Here comes Bobby Bradley. He will score. Nolan Jones with an RBI single brings two runs home and puts the Clippers on top 4-0. Now, Mason Martin was in the neighborhood, but couldn't find the baseball. I don't think he got any kind of leather on it. We'll look at the replay here. The hop kind of stayed down. He thought it was going to come up higher. It did not. So Jones comes up with the base hit, drives in Freeman, drives in Bradley, and sends Fry to third base. They're on the corners now. And the first pitch to Mitch Tolman is a strike on the inside corner. Tolman 0-2. He's tapped to the mound and hit into a double play. Bido from the belt. Goes a breaking ball. That's hit down the right field line, and that'll score more. Jones heading for third base. As the ball kicks around to the corner, he'll be waved home. And now Tolman heading for third. Now he puts on the brakes and scrambles back to second. He'll have to be content with a two-run double. It's been a big frame for the Clippers. Finally able to cash in against Osvaldo Bido, who walked two in the fourth inning and then escaped with a double play and a strikeout. He walked three here in the third, and a man reached on an error, and everybody has come home now. Mitch Tolman is at second base, and that's going to do it for Osvaldo Bido. With Mike Rivera set to bat, the manager is out, and I don't believe we've had the official point to the bullpen yet. We'll wait for it. And there it is. So we will step away Eight men have come to the plate for the Clippers, and five have come in to score. It's 6-0 Columbus in the top of the fifth at Victory Field.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Well, fans, present your valid AAA membership card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids at Huntington Park on AAA member nights. The next one coming up Wednesday, June 15th against the St. Paul Saints. That is 1 week from today. The Saints will make their second visit to Huntington Park. Clippers swept a six-game series from St. Paul when they came to town earlier. And boy, would they love to do that again. The Clippers right now are trying to even this series at one game apiece. They fell yesterday 9-6, and here they lead 6-0. New pitcher on for Indianapolis is Matt Eckelman. It's been a tough go for Eckelman this season. 6'3", 280 pounds, the big fella from Shawnee, Kansas. Drafted back in 2016 by Pittsburgh in the 21st round. He has an ERA of 11.34. In 14 appearances. He's allowed 21 runs in under 17 innings, 28 hits, six of those homers. He's also walked 10 batters against 13 strikeouts. The Clippers have scored five times in the fifth inning, two down for Mike Rivera with Tolman at second base. And the first pitch is a fastball at 92 out of the zone for ball one. Well, the Clippers kept being patient against Bidot, and then finally cashed in with some hard contact. Nolan Jones and Mitch Tolman, back-to-back batters, put it into right field for two RBI hits. Rivera swings late and fouls the ball down the right field line out of play. Count evens at 1-1. This was a 1-0 ball game through four. Now the Clippers have opened it up. Tanner Tully getting some support here, but for the second time, he's had a long sit-down. Rain delay made it close to an hour in between pitches, about 50 minutes for him. Rivera swings and fouls the pitch back to make it 1-2. Mike is 0-2 on the day, batting .209 on the season. No homers, seven batted in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, slowly hit on the ground to the shortstop. Bay comes to get it, throws across his body to first, and that is in time for out number three. All the Clippers runs here, scoring with two outs in the fifth inning. There were five of them, and the Clippers now lead it by a 6-0 score.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor.
available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Tanner Tully back to the hill for his fifth inning of work. He's got a 6-0 lead. Clippers scored 5 runs in the top of this fifth inning with the aid of only 2 hits. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Lefty-lefty matchup to start at Hoy Park. Singled in the second inning, takes a called strike from Tanner Tully. Tully looking for his 5th win of the year, 4-0 in his first 9 starts. Now, the Clippers have won every single game Tanner Tully has started this year. And only once has he not gone the requisite 5 innings to get a win, but twice the game went extra innings. Here comes the 2-1 offering. Ground ball to the first baseman. Underhand flip to the covering Tully at first, and Hoy Park is put away. Brings up Taylor Davis. He grounded to second base his first time up. Of course, last time out, I talked about this against Toledo. Tully did not pitch well, giving up 6 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings, but the team rallied back for a 10-6 win. First pitch to Davis. Hit on the ground, up the middle, and through for a base hit. Brings up Josh Bissonnette. Tully today has given up 3 hits, all singles. He's struck out 2, hasn't walked a batter. Tully is not a high strikeout pitcher. 54 and 2/3 innings, he has 38 strikeouts. First offering here is over but low to Bissonnette. That's 62 pitches for Tully, and you don't know exactly what effect the rain delay had on him, but that's still a very low pitch count for him as he throws a strike here. Last time out threw 79 pitches to get through 5 innings, but has topped the 90-pitch mark in the 2 previous outings. Next pitch is a breaking ball down and in. The Clippers only a couple of times this year have let a starting pitcher get into the 7th inning. I think it was Peyton Battenfield. Actually, I take that back. Tully threw 7 innings against St. Paul on May 10th. Took him only 88 pitches. Throws a strike here over the outside corner to even the count at 2-2. Tully, for a 4-stretch start, went 6, 6, 7, and 6 innings. He hasn't gone 6 in any of his last 3. Here's a ball hit to center field. That's a base knock for Bissonnette. Back-to-back singles. For the first time today, Indianapolis has 2 base runners in the same inning. Back to the top of the order for Kanan Smith and Jigba. This is a line drive there for Bissonnette, but neither of the base hits, and none of the base hits really that we have seen today, have been what you would call hard contact. Tully has gotten a lot of weak ground balls. First pitch swinging, and Smith and Jigba took a big rip and fouled it away. The hardest hit ball today was off the bat of Jared Oliva, the deep fly to right field that Nolan Jones was unable to catch. Next pitch is in the dirt, 1-1. In fact, if Nolan Jones had caught that ball, it would have been the first putout for an outfielder today. As it stands, there has not been one. Smith and Jigba, left-handed batter against the lefty slants of Tanner Tully. Next pitch is swung on, fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Tully lives 90-92 with the fastball. With location and selection have given him a lot of success this year in a Clippers uniform. One, two offering, fouled away again. Smith and Jigba, with just one home run on the season, a .269 batting average, 15 batted in. He takes a very, very aggressive swing. He's in a fastball count. 1-2, breaking ball, hit high in the air to left center. Pretty deep, Benson back, but also the center fielder, Brennan. It'll be Will Brennan to make the catch in the gap for out number two. Leaves it up to Jared Oliva. And that right there is the first put out for a Clippers outfielder today. Only the second out recorded in the air. Bly Madris popped out to the shortstop back in the second inning. Everything else has been on the ground from Tully today, save for his two strikeouts, of course. Two on, two outs. The first pitch is on the inside corner, a called strike. Off speed at 80 miles per hour. Tully peeks to second, turns and fires, and here's a ground ball up the middle, and it is stabbed by the shortstop. But the play is not in time at second base. That was really the only option I think Tyler Freeman had, because it was ranging out towards center field. He kind of quarterback pitched it over to Mitch Tolman, but not in time. It's an infield single, and the bases are loaded for Indianapolis. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Not much action in the bigs, but the Indianapolis Indians parent club, Pittsburgh, played a day game today at home against the Detroit Tigers. Both starting pitchers were very good, but the Tigers scored late in a 3-1 win against Pittsburgh. Mitch Keller, the former Indianapolis Indian, went 6 innings, gave up 1 earned run. Alex Fiedo, 5 innings, 1 run. He becomes just the third pitcher since the 1800s to start off his major league career with 7 consecutive outings of 5 or more innings and 2 or less earned runs. Two of them have been against Pittsburgh. 2 against Cleveland, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Oakland, the others. Jiwon Bae swings at the first pitch and skies it to center field. Easy pickings for Brennan, and he will make the catch, and that will turn away the Indianapolis Indians. They loaded the bases against Tanner Tully on 3 singles, but they can't bring a man home. And so after 5 in an official ball game, the Clippers lead 6-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ladies, are you tired of hair loss products that don't work? Then meet Revella. Powered by breakthrough ingredient Procellanil, Revella Hair Serum directly targets and reawakens hair follicles. After a 6-week clinical trial using Revella, 97% of women saw thicker, fuller-looking hair. So try Revella risk-free today at RevellaHair.com and enter code RADIO15 for 15% off. That's RevellaHair.com, RevellaHair.com.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at huntington.com/earlypay.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've played five. The Clippers have the good end of a 6-0 score here in Indianapolis. Trenton Brooks to lead things off. Eckelman back to the hill. Eckelman retired Mike Rivera to end the Clippers' five-run fifth inning. Clippers drew three walks in the frame, took advantage of an E5, and cashed in with a Nolan Jones two-run single and a Mitch Tolman two-run double to make it 6-0. Trenton Brooks led that inning off with an infield pop-up. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Here comes the next, and it is off the inside corner, 1-1. Three defenders on the right side of the infield. Josh Bissonnette all by his lonesome on the left side. Bissonnette's error led to an unearned run. Breaking ball here falls well in front of home plate. And it's 2-1 to the Clippers' first baseman. Now, did you see the big sale at Walmart? Well, actually, Walmart and their heirs making a big purchase. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Brooks fouls it off the facing of his own dugout. Walmart heir Rob Walton and his family are going to be buying the Denver Broncos. Not from Marge Simpson. They'll be paying $4.65 billion for the NFL franchise. Three balls, two strikes a count against Trenton Brooks. And time called by whom? By Brooks. So he steps out, wants to make sure that he is set for the 3-2 pitch coming his way. That is almost double the sale price of the Carolina Panthers. Brooks swings and skies it on the infield. This time it's on the first base side. And the first baseman, Mason Martin, will make the catch. And Brooks is out for the third time today. Carolina Panthers were sold for $2.28 billion in 2018. It's not exactly the Dallas Cowboys, but $4.65 billion for the Denver Broncos. And it'll be owned by the Walton family. Back to the top of the order. Will Benson takes a big rip, comes up empty. A 1 count. Benson has been on base three times today, a double and two walks. He scored two runs. He takes a breaking ball low to even the count at 1-1. Activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Johan Ramirez getting loose. Eckelman's 1-1 fastball misses low. Benson started the game on the very first pitch with a double. Came around to score on a sac fly. Walked in the third. Walked in the fifth and scored. Eckelman deals and misses tight. Three balls and one strike. Now Tanner Tully's day is done. It was a dandy. Again, the pitch count is still very manageable, but that lengthy delay in between always has an impact. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed 3-2. Clippers on top 6-0. The offering is high and away for ball four. Walks continue to mount. for Indianapolis pitching. Both teams walked a lot yesterday. Yohuri walked a man. Hembree walked two. Bidot walked five, and now Eckelman with one. So that is nine walks on the day for Indianapolis pitching. Throw goes to first, and Benson swung over the tag. The throw beat him, but he pulled the hand back and snuck the other onto the bag. All five of those runs, by the way, for the Clippers that came in the fifth inning were unearned. Indianapolis has allowed more unearned runs than any other International League team this year. Their team ERA is second best, coming into play today at 4.00. There is a vast difference between their earned and unearned runs. 1-0 pitch to Freeman. Strike called on the outside corner. .254 runs, 52 of those unearned. Next pitch hit hard and past the first baseman, Martin. That'll get down the right field line. Benson heading around second. He'll go to third on the base knock. First hit of the game for Freeman, his second time on base. Runners on the corners, one down for Will Brennan. He singled in the first, walked in the third. $4.6 billion. Not many organizations can afford to spend that on a football team, but if you can buy a football team, you are going to make money every single year. Brennan swings at the first pitch, breaking ball, and skies it to center. Is it deep enough to score the run? It's not very deep at all. Smith and Jigba underneath makes the catch. They're going to test his arm. The throw comes into the plate, not in time. Will Benson slides in head first, safe. He got a great jump, and the throw from Smith and Jigba was not a strong one. Because the throw went all the way through, Tyler Freeman moves on to second base on the play. Clippers lead by a 7-0 score. Bobby Bradley to the plate with a runner at second base and two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. I do not see a third error on the board. Actually, I guess it would be the second error on the board. And yes, they did just put it up. So the throwing error on Smith and Jigba allows Freeman to go to second base. Pitch to Bradley. Fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes. Bradley with a sac fly in the first and a walk in the fifth. He's had a good series. Eckelman looks to second, turns and fires, and throws a fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Bradley turns and looks to the home plate umpire and says, "Hey, was that on the inside corner at the knees?" Home plate umpire said, "Yes, indeed." Makes it 2-1. Now the next pitch. And that one is high and away. Three balls and a strike. Ramirez still throwing down in the Clippers bullpen, so we will see him in the sixth inning. Clippers had to use an awful lot of arms yesterday. Tanner Tully with five shutout today. Here's the ball bashed down the right field line. Did he get out too far in front? He did, just by a whisker. Bobby Bradley missed a home run by a hair's breadth. Well, he is seeing the ball well right now. Yeah. Wind blowing out toward right field. Eckelman deals. And that ball's hit to right. That one's going to get down and roll to the wall. Freeman cruises home easy. Bobby Bradley into second base with a stand-up double. A little bit out in front. And then Eckelman slowed it down a little bit. And Bradley did likewise. RBI double makes it 8-0. Clippers on top. Boy, that pitch was center cut. Upper thighs, middle of the plate, and Bradley knew what to do with it. Brings up David Fry, who is 0-1 today, but a couple of walks, including a bases-loaded walk. He swings at the first pitch and hits it high in the air to shallow center field. Smith and Jigba, with a long run coming in, will make the catch at the end of his trot for out number three. Two more runs for the Clippers and an 8-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Clippers so far today, 8-0. They lead Indianapolis. The Clippers go to the bullpen. Johan Ramirez takes over on the hill. Ramirez so far on the year hasn't pitched in too many games for the Clippers, just five, but he's got a 6.23 earned run average. He's had trouble with the strike zone at times, 4 1/3 innings. Five base on balls. Now he's got a live fastball. It'll come in up to 97 miles per hour. And a sharp breaking ball, but again, command has been the issue. Guardians got him from Seattle in a trade. He pitched four games in AAA for Tacoma. Six innings. Now he only walked one batter and struck out seven, but hits were the problem there, including a couple of home runs. He gave up seven runs on eight hits in his six innings for the Rainiers. Ramirez will face Mason Martin. Martin gets his first look at a right-hander today, and the fastball is off the outside corner for ball one. Martin is 0-2, struck out looking in the first and grounded out to the pitcher. Here he swings it to high fly ball to shallow left field. Benson coming in, and he'll make the catch for out number one. Tanner Tully, five shutout innings, five hits, all singles. Did not walk a batter, struck out two. And prior to his fifth inning of work, had given up only two base hits, one in the first, one in the second. And then Indianapolis put three singles together in the fifth inning, but could not crack the run column. So Tully is in line for the win as the Clippers hold on to the eight-run advantage here. Ramirez deals a fastball, fouled away. That one came in at 95 miles per hour. Clippers Clippers led 1-0 until the fifth inning when they finally cashed in. Nolan Jones had a two-run single. Gave the Clippers their fourth run of the ball game, and that is our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Four is the magic number. Here's a swing and a miss. Sharp breaking ball to make it 1-2 against Carter Bins. Clippers have the International League's second best record when they score at least four runs. They're 32-8. But if they don't score four, they're the worst in the International League. 1-14 when failing to score at least four runs. So Nolan Jones gave them the fourth spot today. And they have continued to tack on, now doubling that total, 8-0. 2-2 pitch, fastball in there for a called strike three. Bins could not pull the trigger. And so there are two away. Lai Madris digs into the left-handed batter's box. Clippers yesterday used eight pitchers. Adam Scott was not able to get to the first inning with a pitch count that just kept mounting on him. He threw 32 pitches in the first. There's another high fly ball to left field, and once again, Will Benson will make the catch. One pitch, Madris is put out, and that'll do it for Indianapolis in the sixth inning. Clippers lead them 8-0 as we head to the seventh.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Meet Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost that turn your H2O into H2O so you feel like...
I like to boost it, boost it. My vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, boost it. We like to boost it.
Because it's not just vitamins, it's Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost.
Find Boost, the vitamin boosts, at Walmart or Walmart.com and give yourself a boost with Boost.
Boost it. To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Six innings in the books here in the Circle City. The Clippers trying to tie this series at one game apiece. Indianapolis scored nine runs last night in a 9-6 win. The Clippers are up 8-0 as Indianapolis goes back to the bullpen. Nick Mears, the second rehabber of the ball game. Nick Mears, 6 feet two, 200 pounds, 25 years of age, out of Sacramento, California. Pittsburgh signed him back in 2018. Nick Mears has had his rehab assignment going on down in Bradenton. He's on the Pirates' 60-day injured list. His first pitch is a fastball off the outside corner to Nolan Jones for ball one. He had arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow in February. Finally got going May 25th for the Marauders, four relief appearances. Walked a man, gave up a hit, throws a fastball here for a strike at 95 on the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. Thank you. Mariners split the 2021 season between AAA and the majors. 1-1 pitch here. Line shot up the middle. Looks like he got a piece of his glove on the way past. Nolan Jones just torched it into center for a base knock. Last two times up, Nolan's hit the ball hard. He didn't reach base yesterday. Today he's been on all four times, walking the second and the fourth. Hard ground ball, two-run single in the fifth inning, and here a laser beam line drive into center field. Now, it didn't get anything close to the glove. It was hit so hard that the spin on it made it curve as it got to center field. So the leadoff man's aboard. First pitch to Mitch Tolman is a fastball inside. One ball and nothing. Last year, Mears was 2-2 for Indianapolis with a 5.30 earned run average. Tolman swings and skies at the right field deep. Madris back, still back. He'll make the catch halfway onto the warning track for out number one. Brings up Mike Rivera. With the Pirates, Mears has made 34 career appearances since making his major league debut and has a 5.08 big league earned run average, 30 strikeouts in 28 and a third innings. Trying to get himself back to the major leagues. First offering, breaking ball, Rivera fouls it away. Up to the sweet level, 0-1. So we saw Heath Hembree pitch an inning on a rehab assignment earlier today. He walked two, but got a double play and a strikeout. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed a fastball by him. In fact, that took place in the third inning. It was the first of two consecutive innings for the Clippers where they had two base runners, both on walks, and then the pitcher got a double play and a backward K to escape any damage in the frame. Looked like it could be one of those days where the Clippers were going to miss out on their scoring opportunities. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed a fastball at 96, right by Rivera. Two down and a runner at first for Trenton Brooks. The Clippers again had base runners in the fifth inning, and it took them a while to get a hit. Seven batters came to the plate before they had the hit. It was Nolan Jones' two-run single. Mitch Tolman followed with a two-run double. The Clippers opened it up. There's a curveball. That is low for ball one to Trenton Brooks. 8-0, Clippers on top. Eight runs on seven hits for Columbus. They've committed two errors. Indianapolis no runs, five hits, and two errors. Brooks is 0-3. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball in there for a called strike at 96. So the velocity has been good for Mears. Infield shading the left-handed batting Brooks to the pull side. There's a lot of room down that third baseline. The 1-1. Hit in the air to right center field. Smith and Jigba and Madris converge in the gap. It'll be the center fielder, Smith and Jigba, to make the catch. And that'll do it for the Clippers. Leadoff single for Nolan Jones, but no runs. It is stretch time in Indianapolis. Columbus 8, Indianapolis nothing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit PerrysIceCream.com to find the location nearest you.
Life is a bowl of Perry's.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Now they're saying, take me out to the ball game here in Indianapolis as we get past the seventh inning stretch. The Clippers on top 8-0. Jake Jewell will take over on the hill for Columbus. Bottom third of the order due up for Indianapolis. Hoy Park, Taylor Davis, then Josh Bissonnette. Clippers have led it from pillar to post here, getting a run in the top of the first inning. They were then held in check for three frames. They scored again in the fifth and the sixth. No runs for Columbus in the seventh in spite of a leadoff single. Hoy Park, 1-for-2 with a base hit. Jake Jewell, 1-2 on the year with a 3.04 earned run average. His 19th appearance in a Clippers uniform. 23 2/3 innings. He's struck out 26 batters against 8 walks. League batting 213 against him, and his first pitch is high for ball one. Back to the evening games tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. Next offering is low. Good to be back on Eastern time for these road games. We have gone to the Central time zone each of the last two road trips. Swinging a foul ball out of play, 2-1. Jewell delivers and just missed high. 3 balls and a strike. 7:05 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then another 1:35 on Sunday for the wrap-up. Jewell's 3-1 pitch is off the inside corner for ball four. So Park draws the walk. It's the first time today Indianapolis has had the leadoff man aboard. Only once today, in fact, have the Indians had a runner with fewer than 2 outs. That was in the fifth inning. Hoy Park, coincidentally, made the first out as the leadoff man. Then Taylor Davis, the current batter, singled. Josh Bissonnette followed with a base hit behind him after Kanan Smith and Jigba flied to shallow center field. Jared Oliva had an infield single that loaded the bases. But Jiwon Bae flied to center to end the threat. Jewell fires a fastball that looked to be all kind of over the plate, but called a ball, 2-0. Clippers righty kicks and fires, and that one's in there for a called strike. Looked to be about the same spot as the last one, but home plate umpire liked it better. This date in Clippers history is brought to you by MILB.TV. 2-1 pitch is outside, 3-1. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live, and the only way to watch the Clippers on any of your devices this year is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for details. Here's the 3-1, and it's a called strike over the outside corner. Full count. This date in Clippers history takes us back to 1988. Here comes the payoff, and it's hit in the air on the infield. Actually, Tyler Freeman now will drift 2 steps into the outfield grass and make the catch for out number one. June 8th, 1988, Scott Nielsen pitched the first 9-inning no-hitter in Clippers history. He shut down the Maine Guides in a 3-0 win at Cooper Stadium. It was the second of 9 no-hitters to the Clippers' credit following Rod Scurry's 7-inning no-no 11 years earlier. That was during the Clippers' first season, 1977, came on July 25th against Richmond. Nielsen would be named Clipper of the Year. He went 13-6 with a 2.40 earned run average in that 1988 season. Middle infield and double play position. Josh Bissonnette, the nine hitter, takes the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball outside. Clippers have had, I believe, four no-hitters in the Guardians era. I have to double check. Justin Germano's perfect game, of course, is the only perfect game over that time. Next pitch, fouled away. The pitch, hit on the ground towards the shortstop. Can they get two? Freeman goes to Tolman. Tolman goes to first. That is in time over there to Trenton Brooks. And that is a nicely turned double play. 6-4-3 will do away with the Indians in their half of the seventh inning. The eighth coming up with the Clippers leading 8-0.
Ladies, are you tired of hair loss products that don't work? Then meet Revella. Powered by breakthrough ingredient Procellanil, Revella Hair Serum directly targets and reawakens hair follicles. After a six-week clinical trial using Revella, 97% of women saw thicker, fuller-looking hair. So try Revella risk-free today at RevellaHair.com and enter code RADIO15 for 15% off. That's RevellaHair.com. R-E-V-E-L-A hair.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Recently moved, gotten married, or had a baby? Have a new job but no health insurance? If you're looking for affordable health insurance, Get Covered Ohio can help. Some plans are as low as $10 per month. You can also qualify for free coverage through Medicaid. Make your free appointment by calling 833-628-4467 or visit getcoveredohio.org. Services are available in multiple languages. This message is supported by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but does not necessarily represent the official views of the U.S. government. Sponsored by the Ohio Association of Food Banks, aired by OAB and the station.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top of the evening, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. 8-0, visitors on top, top of the order due up. Will Benson has helped out his on-base percentage today, reaching four times, one hit, three walks. He has scored three runs. Benson, Freeman, and Brennan for Columbus. New pitcher on for Indianapolis as well. Nathan Kirby, the left-hander, throws the first pitch fastball inside and almost hit him. Kirby on for the 13th time this year, delivers, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-1. No wins, a loss, no saves, 279 earned run average. 14 strikeouts in 19 innings. That's okay, but not great. The walk numbers, though, are bad. 16 walks, 18 hits in his 19 and a third frames. Gets a swing and a foul ball here, 1-2. Talking about Clippers no-hitters before the break. The 1-2 hit on the ground right side. There's three defenders over there, so somebody's bound to get it, and they will. It'll be Hoyt Park to grab it and throw him out. One down. There were indeed four no-hitters thrown by the Clippers. Justin Germano threw the perfect game against Syracuse on July 26, 2011. Tyler Cloyd came within, well, he went to the ninth inning and hit a man and still faced the minimum because he got a double play in the ninth inning, but a perfect game was not to be for Tyler Cloyd. What a magical night at Huntington Park on July 30th, 2014 against Louisville. Clippers gave him all the support he would need in a 13-0 win. That's not the biggest no-hitter win for the Clippers, though. It was a combined three-pitcher effort back in 2002 where the Clippers won 15-1. The other two Clippers no-hitters in the Guardians era came just over a week apart. Here's a ball hit hard to right field, but Bly Madras is there, and he'll pull it in. Tyler Freeman put away for out number two. Shane Bieber blanked the Gwinnett Stripers over seven innings. So it was a seven-inning no-hitter, 7-0. And then Adam Plutko a week later against Syracuse, again, was one batter away from a perfect game, issued a walk, but Plutko on June 2nd, 2018. No hit Syracuse. The Chiefs, Mets, Sky Chiefs, whatever you want to call them, twice victimized by the Clippers. One other team has been no hit by Columbus. It's these Indianapolis Indians. Now, they can contest both of those. Here comes the 1-0. As I mentioned, the first one, June 10, 2002, Adrian Hernandez, Bob Scanlon, and Kyle Lovinger combined for a no-hitter in that 15-1 Clippers win. The previous no-no was thrown by Mariano Rivera, but it was only five innings. Here's a ball hit to left field. It'll fall in for a base hit. Will Brennan with a two-out single keeps the inning going. Second hit of the game for Brennan brings up Bobby Bradley. Bradley has been aboard twice today. He's got a sac fly, walk and a run scored, and an RBI double. Things starting to turn his way. Nine no-hitters in Clippers history. Now, there's not one on the line today. Indianapolis has five hits, all singles, but they have no runs. Kirby delivers, and Bradley swings and misses, making it 1-1. Some music going on over at White River State Park. I'm not entirely sure who's playing over there today, but it is a big week here in downtown. Clippers lost last night 9-6. It was a game that didn't go well in the pitch clock era. It took seemingly forever. But as we walked out of the ballpark, I was very pleased to hear Flogging Molly playing across the street. There's a ground ball fair on the first base side. It's dropped and now thrown away by the first baseman, Mason Martin. Now, we'll see if they scored a single or an error. Martin had to go all the way over to the first baseline, and he could not field it cleanly. They haven't tallied anything on the scoreboard yet. It was two hops. He reached down, and, well, he should have fielded that baseball. That will probably go as an error. Well, looks like they got a base hit up there. Nine hits for the Clippers now. Bradley will take it. Moves Brennan to second base and extends the inning now for David Fry. Fry an RBI bases loaded walk back in the fifth inning. 0 for 2. He's walked twice. 8-0 Clippers. So Flogging Molly was playing across the street last night. Tomorrow night, Allison Krause is over there. There's a ball hit to the gap in right center field. Smith and Jigba thought about diving, but instead will play it on a hop. A run will score as David Fry brings in an RBI on a single. Boy, he is just swinging a good bat. Bobby Bradley goes to third on the play. They're on the corners, and it's 9-0 Columbus. Robert Plant and Allison Krause will play across the street here at White River State Park tomorrow night. I checked out tickets. I can't afford them. Well, here's Nolan Jones. Three straight two-out hits for the Clippers. They've produced a run here in the top of the eighth inning. Alex Young up in the bullpen for Columbus as Nolan Jones swings at the first pitch, and that'll go up the middle for a base knock. Just out of the reach of Hoy Park, Nolan Jones has had a whale of a day. That's three singles and two walks. He's been on base five times. This one drives home another run. Nolan with a three RBI day. Fry goes first to third. Four straight hits for Columbus. They're wasting no time against Nathan Kirby. Swinging early. Nolan Jones jumped on the first pitch. He's got himself a three-hit game. Here's Mitch Tolman, a two-run double, a big swing back in the fifth. First pitch to him, and that's a strike on the outside corner. Long pause by the left-hander. Now the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. The pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Long hold now, and the pitch clock almost expired. Here's a pitch in the dirt, gets away. Fry racing home will score. And the Clippers now lead 10-0. Boy, it has come apart here on Nathan Kirby in the eighth inning. He got the first two pretty quietly. Jones scrambles on to second base on the wild pitch. This is now a three-run frame for Columbus. One ball, two strikes against Tolman. Long look to second base, now the kick and the pitch, and a breaking ball stays high, 2-2. Jones leads away from second, it's a healthy lead, the pitch is grounded towards second base, Park up with it, throws to first. And the top of the eighth comes to an end, but not before the Clippers score three times on four hits, and they have expanded their lead now 10-0.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Ah! I misspoke. It's an 11-0 Clippers lead here. 11 runs on 10 hits for Columbus and 2 errors. No runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Indianapolis. So I think they have gone back and reevaluated that play off the bat of Bobby Bradley. As they look through the game tracker, indeed they did. They scored that an error in E3, and I think rightly so. So it takes a base hit away from Bobby Bradley, unfortunately, but I believe that's the right call. That'll be yet another unearned run against the Indianapolis pitching staff. Alex Young is on the pitch for Columbus. Misses up and in, 2 balls and no strikes to Caden Smith and Jigba. Next offering is taken just low. Top of the order for Indianapolis. Here comes the offering. And that's a called strike right down Main Street to make it 3-1. Young on for the 20th time this season. Throws a fastball. Smith and Jigba jumped all over it, but too soon, fouling it down the right field line for a 3-2 count. Young, 3 wins, no losses, 1 save, and a 2.95 earned run average. Strikeout and walk numbers are dynamite. He deals the 3-2 pitch here, and that's outside. Belying, I guess, the stats that are coming right now. In 21 in the third innings, he has struck out 34 batters. Very good number, and he's walked only 5 prior to that pitch, so make it 6 now on the season. Leadoff man is aboard for the 2nd consecutive inning for Indianapolis, both times via the free pass. In the 7th inning, Jake Jewell walked the leadoff man but got a double play to face the minimum. First pitch is hard hit and foul on the third base side. Jared Oliva has 1 base hit and a 1-for-3 day. 11-0, Clippers on top. Yesterday, Indy scored 5 runs in the first and led it the whole way. It's the 5th time this season the Clippers gave up runs. Boy, there's a deep drive toward the deepest part of the ballpark. And right above the 418 sign, that one's going to go. Oliva hit it a ton out of here to left center field for a 2-run home run. Indy on the board, but still down 9. 5th time all season long the Clippers gave up runs in the first inning and never rallied. Well, if the Clippers hang on to their lead today, it'll be the 5th time this year that they score in the first inning and lead it from front to back. There's Jiwon Bae with the bases empty and nobody out in the bottom of the 8th inning. Young goes to work and misses outside for ball 1. Next pitch, fastball, that's outside. So Young has not had his great command here so far in this outing. Guardians got him off of waivers from Arizona last year. Split time between the bigs and AAA. Bae swings and fouls the pitch away. Jiwon Bae singled in the first inning, stole second base. On that play, he went to third. There was a throwing error, but he was stranded there. Tanner Tully went 5 shutout innings today for the Clippers, looking for his 5th win to 1 pitch. That ball's popped up down the left field line toward the bullpen, and it will get out of play. Tully looks to be in pretty good stead in regards of getting that 5th win. Young delivers, and here's a pop-up. First base side, foul territory. Rivera running along the front of the Clippers' dugout. That ball was affected by the wind, blowing now out toward right field. Rivera wasn't able to change his route quickly enough, and it falls to the warning track, a harmless foul ball. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. And there's only one other game going. There's a doubleheader in Syracuse, made necessary by a rainout yesterday. Scranton Wilkes-Barre leading 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Bay fouls away another, and the count stays 2-2. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The pitch. Bay gets another piece to foul at this time to the screen above the home dugout on the third base side. And another foul ball. We'll do it again. Guardians playing at home tonight against the Texas Rangers. Dane Dunning gets the call for Texas, and Shane Bieber will go for the Guardians. He's had some pretty good starts recently. Bay swings. It's a high fly ball to right field. Boy, he got into that one, and it's going to go. Back-to-back home runs for Indianapolis, a lengthy battle between Young and Bay. Bay had seen the entire arsenal and got a pitch out over the plate to his liking, and he hits it out of here for a solo home run. 11-3 is our score. Here's Mason Martin, and he has been the big bopper for Indianapolis. Martin has hit 11 home runs. Swings the first pitch and lines it into center field, a base knock. His 11 home runs, far and away the most on this team. Bay just hit his sixth. And that's the second most. Anthony Castro warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Mike Rivera heads out to the mound to talk things over with Alex Young. The Guardians and Rangers split a doubleheader yesterday. Cal Quantrill was very good in Game 1. Guardians fell behind in Game 2 with Kirk McCarty on the hill. They rallied to score some runs. Oscar Gonzalez drove in a pair. He's just continued to hit at the major league level for the Guardians, but they were not able to overcome the early deficit. And so the Guardians got back to 500 with the Game 1 win. The Game 2 loss sends them back to 25-26. The Rangers are 26-29 on the season. Minnesota continues to lead the Central. They are the lone winning team. First pitch, a strike to Carter Binns. The next is swung on and missed. Make it 0-2. The Twins are 32-25. They are four games ahead of the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians. Both teams one game under 500. The White Sox, though, have played two more games than have the Guards. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front for strike three. One away now with a man at first base for Bly Madris. The Tigers, winners today against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 23-33, 8.5 games back. Kansas City, the worst mark in the American League by a fair piece. 17-37, 13.5 games out of first. First pitch swinging, Madris skies it to left center field, and it falls in front of Will Brennan for a clean single. That will push Martin to second base. Still one down for Hoy Park. New York Yankees yesterday became the first 40-win team in the major leagues this year. The Bronx Bombers are 40-15, a .727 winning percentage. They're seven games clear of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays would be leading the Central with their 32-23 record. Look out for Boston now, a team left for dead, is now over 500 at 29-27. Young fires, and a first pitch check swing. Park couldn't hold up. and it's strike one. So the Bostons are 29-27, 11.5 games out of first place. The only sub-500 team in the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles, 24-33. Next pitch, slider outside. And the O's have been less bad than they were at the beginning of the season. Their winning percentage up to 421 on the year. They're 500 at home. 1-1 pitch from Young. That is outside, two balls and a strike. Out west, it's all Houston. 36-20 for the Astros after a bit of a rocky start to the season. They have put the pedal to the metal. Now, they've done a lot of their damage against the American League Central, against whom they are 11-2. Next pitch to Park is low, 3-1, a fastball from Young. Nobody else is within three games of 500. The LA Angels just fired their manager, Joe Maddon, the other day in the midst of a 12-game losing streak. They lost again yesterday under Phil Nevin to make it 13 in a row. And the Angels are now 27-30. At one point, they were 10 games over 500, and now three games under. Texas, 26-29. They are also 9.5 back. Three ball, two strike pitch. Hit the air to left field. Hit pretty well. Will Benson has it measured, though, and he'll make the catch. For out number two, the runners hold. Seattle got off to a great start. They were the sexy pick in the American League West, but they have fallen off badly, 25-31, 11 games out. And the Oakland A's, well, they're not drawing fans and they're not winning games. 20-37, 16.5 games back. Two down, two on. And Taylor Davis to the plate. Eighth batter for Indianapolis in this inning. Young delivers and a ground ball towards the shortstop. Slowly hit. Freeman grabs it, throws on the run in time for out number three. Three runs score, three hits, and two men left aboard for Indianapolis. We have played eight. We go to the ninth. Clippers on top, 11-3.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On the hill for Indianapolis as we go to the ninth inning is Zach Maton. Matson. Matson, the left-hander, 6'3", 225 pounds. Fayetteville, Missouri, where he calls home. Rule 5 pick, acquisition by Pittsburgh from Colorado. Pitched in AA last year for Hartford. 26 years of age, the left-hander has his sign and goes to work on Mike Rivera. Swings and it's a one-hopper to the shortstop. It knocks down Bay, but he pops up, throws to first. It's high, but the tag is put on by Mason Martin. Kyle Lindquist, the first base coach, and Mike Rivera cannot believe it. Feeling that Rivera had gotten in underneath the tag. Now the ball was scorched, and Bay on the short hop was knocked down. Oh, he's safe. Good look at the replay from the first base camera, and he should have been called safe. Brings up Trenton Brooks with one down, and the base is empty. Brooks takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Mattson in three appearances, no wins or losses. Brooks pops up the next pitch on the infield. He's done a lot of that today. This is going to be the third time he's popped out to an infielder. This is the shortstop, Park. Two down, back to the top of the order for Will Benson, who is 1-for-2 officially, but he's come to the plate five previous times. Double, walk, 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 and a ground out. He scored three runs today. Mattson's ERA is 7.71 on the season, 4 2/3 innings. Struck out two, walked three. Four runs allowed on eight hits. Mattson takes a called strike, 0-1. Anthony Castro still warming up for the Clippers. He'll pitch the ninth. 11-3 ball game, Clippers on top. Big breaking ball swung on and missed by Benson. He's down on the count, 0-2. Mattson trying to work a quick 1-2-3 here. Here's his pitch. Another breaking ball. Slow grounder towards the second baseman. Park has it. Underhand feed to first in time for the out. And the Clippers go in order for the first time today in the top of the ninth inning. They lead it by eight as we go to the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for Indy after this.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Last of the ninth, Clippers up 11-3 against the Indianapolis Indians. Anthony Castro on to pitch. Indy didn't score until the eighth inning. They had a walk and back-to-back home runs to put three runs on the board. 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Clippers. 3-9-3 for Indianapolis. Josh Bissonnette to lead things off. The pitch. And it is in and out of the catcher's mitt for ball one. Starting pitchers right now are the pitchers of record. No save on the line here. Castro, the right-hander, fires and misses outside. He's been pretty good in the Clippers uniform. K-1 Castro on for the 11th time. One win, one loss. A 253 earned run average. Throws a strike here. 2-1 count, 94-mile-per-hour fastball. 14 strikeouts and 10 and two-thirds for him. Next pitch, just below the knees. Clippers hold on. They will even this series at one game apiece. They split the six-gamer here earlier in the season in April. 3-3. 3-1 offering. And that's on the outside corner. Clippers hang on here. They'll drop Indianapolis back to 500 at 27-27. Payoff pitch is foul to the screen. We'll do it again. Columbus entered play today. Two games out of first place in the IL West behind Nashville. Sounds have stumbled a little bit recently. They